ABC Radio Australia.
The Marshall Islands are dealing with a serious breach of protocol after three US Army personnel tested positive for COVID-19 soon after arriving in the country. It appears COVID protocols were ignored as the US Army brought in a large group to their base, despite record numbers of the virus being detected in Hawaii and on the US mainland in the past several weeks. The Marshall Islands is one of the few countries that has never had community transmission of COVID-19. And while all three positive cases are reportedly showing no symptoms and are in quarantine, and isolated from the community, locals are angry at how the events have unfolded. Jack Niedenthal is the Marshall Islands Health Secretary and joins me now. Good morning, Jack.
Hi, Marlo. Thank you for having on the call.
Thank you so much for joining. Jack, I'd love to know your assessment. How do you feel about what's happened in Marshall Islands?
Well, you have to understand it in the context of what's happened over the past year and a half. We've had 14 straight months without a single case of COVID, and I'm talking about even border cases, nothing. And there's a reason why we've been so vigilant is because our population is unlike any other population in the Pacific. We've got immunocompromised people, from our older people who, you know, we have one of the highest diabetes case rates in the world, and our younger people, we have a lot of malnutrition here. So we don't want that disease in this country. Our strategy from the beginning has always been to let the science catch up to the virus and keep our doors closed until then. Now, we've brought in a lot of people, you know, over 2,000 people. It's not like our doors are completely closed, but we've been really, really careful with our protocols. And this breach of protocol on Monday by the command on Kwajalein is just so egregious. The idea that they would bring in one of their, I think it was their biggest group since the beginning of June of 2020, the biggest group they've ever had, and to bring them in without even knowing what their test results were first, is a really egregious and a very bad violation of protocol. So there's a lot of people here, especially those of us in the health ministry, who are very angry about it.
So in your mind, is this a failure of the U.S. Army to, you know, and government to protect the people of the Marshall Islands?
Yes, it's a complete failure, and they've been told that this has gone up into the highest channels of the U.S. government. I know that for a fact. And I think it's they're really upset about it themselves. They've apologized, and as you said in your the opening, everybody's in quarantine, and these three people are being very carefully watched. But all 34 of those people, as you know, Omicron, we don't know if it's Omicron yet. We're doing the genetic sequencing on that now. But as you know, Omicron, if it is that, is very contagious, and it especially circulates very well on airplanes. So you had all 37 of these, you had three people with COVID and these other 34 people exposed, which really has us very concerned. But I do want to say one thing, that the U.S. government over this entire period has been absolutely stellar. And I'm saying that from somebody, I worked with the people of Bikini for 30 years. My wife's a Bikinian. And, you know, there was a lot of issues over the nuclear controversy, and that's what my job was. So I've had to deal with the U.S. government on that level over decades, a lot of mistrust and a lot of falsehood. So when I say the U.S. government was stellar over the last year and a half, getting us COVID testing before a lot of states had it, getting us three different kinds of vaccines before most of the Pacific had it, giving us monoclonal antibodies and a lot of other things to help us through this. We've had CDC calls every week for 80 weeks. They've been absolutely spectacular until now. And so I want to make sure that's part of what we're saying here today. The U.S. has been absolutely fantastic, but this was horrifying for us, this particular event.
So, Jack, what is then being done now to ensure that this doesn't happen again?
Well, you know, the way I see things is you trust people until they break your trust. And now it the trust has to be verified. And what we're doing now is we're having our epidemiologists in Honolulu work with their people. We want to see their test results before they get on a flight. We don't necessarily have to see the names, but we need to see that the results are in and that everybody's negative, and then they can come. So we're instituting some things so this doesn't happen again. We've done this before. Something happens, and the first thing we do is tighten it up. That's why we've had 14 straight months. I don't know that there's any country in the world that can say that for the last 14 months they haven't had a single case of COVID. And again, we have to do that because of the population we have here. And the way I have always viewed things is protocols are a piece of paper. And the biggest factor in all this, I mean, you look at Fiji and some of these other countries that have had these really bad outbreaks in the Pacific, it all comes down to human error. There are protocols in place, but somebody doesn't follow them, and it only takes one person not to do the right thing, and then you've got a tragedy on your hand. So we've been really strict, and I've had lots of people mad at me over these last 4 months, a lot of stress. But, quite frankly, I don't care. I mean, that's my job as Secretary of Health, is to protect the population from contagious diseases. And that's what we've tried to do here at the ministry from the start. Over.
Now,
no, the Zoom calls.
Talking about vaccinations, Jack, have people on the island been able to receive boosters? How is the vaccination rollout going?
Well, our vaccination rollout initially went really well. Well over 90% of our population 18 and up is vaccinated. A lot of people have come in for boosters, especially now that we have these three cases. We have the ability now to give vaccines to children 5 years and above. My grandkids have all been vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine. The problem is there's a number of issues that make it hard for us in the Marshall Islands to get to all the outer islands. Logistically, it's really hard for us. That's what has me a lot really worried. We're about 65% vaccinated for our population. And getting to the last 35%, we're talking about kids 5 and up, people who are eligible for vaccines. It's really hard for us because we just completed getting the adults. It's taken us almost a year to make sure all the outer island adults have had the opportunity to get vaccines. So to start over again with kids is going to be really hard. To me, the end of this pandemic comes when there's a pill. I know there's the Paxlovid pill is out there now. There's some really good science coming, I think, that's going to help us end this. But until that time, for us anyway, I think a pill is something better than vaccines because it's easier to administer. So that's what we're hoping for in terms of letting the science catch up to the virus.
And Jack, I guess, what impact will these border cases have on the larger health response in the Marshalls? Will you continue with calls to potentially pause repatriations until you can understand the situation that you're in at the moment?
We put out a resolution on Monday. We're really concerned. Yesterday, Hawaii had 4,700 cases. And it's now January 7th here in the Marshalls. On December 7th, 1 month ago, they only had 50 cases. I mean, that's to give you an example of how fast this thing has exploded in Hawaii, which is our staging point for our quarantines. And the Ministry of Health on Monday, before this flight even happened, we were saying, let's pause all these flights. Hawaii's kind of getting out of control. And that was when there was only 2,000 some cases earlier this week. So now they've doubled it in a matter of a few days. So we tried to get that through, but I don't know that we're going to pause some of these repatriations, but it's on the table. And I think it should be on the table, given what's happening in Hawaii.
Well, Jack, thank you so much for joining the program this morning and giving us an update of the situation in the Marshall Islands. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, and I really appreciate your concern for our welfare and how we're doing here in the RMI. Thank you so much, Mala.
No worries. That was Jack Niedenthal, the Marshall Islands Health Secretary.